Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. This is Emilia Guerra. My podcast is called 18, and I just wanted to start to record again due to several different things. The last episode I recorded was when I was 19 and living in New York City, and I love having those memories recorded in voice. It's super interesting how my life has changed. Now I'm 21. I just turned 21 like a week ago, 10 days ago, and everything is different. I was 19 and living in New York City, and now I'm 21 and I'm back in Ecuador. I've already been here for almost a year. I am currently studying cinema in Ecuador, and I am changing my degree again, and I'm studying how do you say it in English? It's industrial engineering in like a normal university from my hometown. So it is super, I've never been happier in my life, honestly. I feel like I've been through so many things. I changed where I lived, I changed my degree twice. I had a couple of boyfriends that didn't work out, and I don't know, I've learned so much, and I think that I've grown a lot during this year or 2 years since I graduated from high school. I wanted to know how everyone was doing. I received a message from Animagna Nation, and he said that he started to record again because people were feeling lonely, and people were bored, and like people sometimes like can even feel mentally unstable with this pandemic thing. To give a little bit of context, if you listen to this not today but probably a year from now, we are going through COVID-19 pandemic, and it's crazy. Everyone is self-isolating at home. Everyone in the world is self-isolating at home. So we've been in quarantine for like almost 2 months in Ecuador. I think that for every country is a bit different, but for my country it's very strict. I haven't been in the street for like, I don't know, like 2-3, I don't know, one, like 10 days, like out of my house. I have not been out of my house for 10 days. And like properly out, I don't know, like I cannot even remember, because the only one who goes out is my mother, and rules are pretty strict here in Ecuador. We cannot go out of our homes after 2 p.m. every day. This rule has been there for like a month, 2 months, like a month and a half. What else? If you don't work or if you don't need to go out, then you are not going to go out. Like, the police is being very strict here. What else? I do understand that this is for our safety because, well, obviously it is for our safety, and I understand that cases in Ecuador are being a bit more controlled. I am so happy that I'm not in New York, because I dropped out of my acting academy for many reasons. One of the most important reasons was that my mental health was terrible. My health, physical health in general, was terrible. I was not happy with what I was doing. I loved acting, I loved what I was learning, but I wasn't happy. I don't know why, it was so weird. But now I'm here, and I tried to act here in Ecuador, and I still didn't find myself being happy, so I guess it's just the career choices. Maybe this is not the path that I had to go through, that was meant for me, I guess. okay, what I was saying was that I am happy that I'm not in New York, because there's so many cases in New York, and if I was quarantining there, I would be so, I don't know, like, without my family and everything, just studying online. Probably I would have been with my Mexican friends, and that would have been great, but apart from that, no. What else can I say? It's been already 5 minutes. I think, okay, I want to repeat this again, like, if I just want people to tell me how they're doing, if they're doing well. Maybe we can share stories here. I can share your voice memos if you're listening this through Anchor. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's a little bit of my life update. Thank you for listening. And yeah, if you have some recommendations on people that you watch on YouTube, or people that, or music that you like to listen to, please tell me, because like I want to like reinvent myself, so I'm looking at different styles of music and different movies and different like even fashion styles. So if you have some inspirations that make you like yourself and that you want to share, let me know. And that's it. I want to record something in Spanish as well, so the next episode is going to be in Spanish. Thank you so much, and I see you guys hopefully tomorrow. Bye.